Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about curiosity in Chinese. We have Gina Pell, the content chief at The What. Hi Gina, 你好。
你好 Xiaolan.
Alright, Gina, I love your newsletter. But every week, every Wednesday, I open my mailbox and I was waiting for your newsletter, The What.
Thank you. I like writing it.
We also love the new word you coined, perennial. With a perennial mindset, they are curious. They are self-confident.
Yes.
Why curiosity is important in this case?
Yes, curiosity is at the core of perennials, people who are ever blooming and ever growing, because curiosity is what sets off learning, first of all. And my newsletter that I send out every week, we called it a clever list for curious people.Because I feel that curiosity is really what keeps us connected to the world and what keeps us growing. Because if you're not curious, you're basically just concentrating on all the things you already know, settling in and parking. And, you know, where's the fun in that?
Yeah, I'm totally with you. I always see myself and also I see a lot of people like us. We actually just keep going. It doesn't matter how old we are. And then we just keep pushing ourselves. Oh, new technology. Sure. Why not? And artificial intelligence. Of course, let's try it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, curiosity is an important point.
I think that's a great point. I think, curious people and uncurious people have probably existed from the beginning of time. You know, the curious person, the curious caveman was the one who left the cave.
Yeah, exactly.
And wandered past the supposedly flat earth.
Yeah.
To explore and to push boundaries. And I feel that curiosity always pushes boundaries, but more than that, it keeps you grounded in the time that you're in so that you actually know what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
And I feel that especially now with all of this talk about fake news and real news, curiosity is, you should be out there exploring and seeing what is the real news. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't really care.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Those are the uncurious people.
Yeah, they are uncurious people. So our job, if we have one of the missions, is to raise their curiosity. All right. Yes. The way to say curious in Chinese, we say 好奇.
好奇?
好奇. How is the fourth tone. How.
How.
How. And then it's actually the same character as 你好.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how?
How?
It means good. Yeah. How means good.
Mm-hmm.
But then most Chinese characters, they have one single sound. So when you see a character, you know how to pronounce it. A few characters, they have different sounds like this one. How is good. But when you use that as a different meaning, that means love.
Mm.
You love and you are fond of something. Then we say how.
How?
How. And it's very similar to how because it's just a difference in the tones. 你好, how, you good. That is the third tone, how.
How?
Yeah. And then here, when we say 好奇, the how here is the fourth tone, how.
How?
How. Yeah. And then that means I'm fond of something. And here, the second character, 奇.
奇
奇 is a second tone. That means something strange, something weird, something refreshing. So 奇
奇
something new. Yeah, 奇. So I'm fond of discovering something new. 好奇
好奇
好奇 And then 好奇 together, that's a verb or that can be an adjective. So that means curious.And if you want to describe someone has great curiosity, which is a noun, we add the heart at the end of 好奇. Heart means is 心.
Mm-hmm.
So 好奇心 is curiosity.
好奇心.
好奇心. Yeah. So curious, 好奇, 好奇心 is curiosity.
I like that.
Quite fun, huh?
That's really interesting. So it's a lover of something...new and strange.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And when you were talking, I was just thinking, in fact, a lot of inventions, it's based on because people are curious. Oh, whether or not I can resolve this and whether or not I can do this. And of course, going out of the hometown beyond the sea mm-hmm. level and beyond the seashore, it's one curiosity. But at the same time, whether or not we can do something people never thought about or things people take for granted.
Mm-hmm.
Do we really need to eat sandwich with the ham and cheese, or we can put ice cream inside?
Mm-hmm.
That's a curiosity.
And yeah, it is.
Experiment that.
It's a good curiosity.
Yeah, exactly. Or the newsletter you share, the what, with curious people,
mm-hmm.
because they really constantly want to absorb new information, new books, music, some tricks or some tips about life,
mm-hmm.
about work, about productivity, about styles, about designs. Could be anything.
Exactly.
So curious, 好奇.
好奇.
好奇 and curiosity, 好奇心.
好奇心.
Yeah. So where do you think your 好奇心 is going to lead you to next?
My curiosity. Well, I'm thinking about writing a book on perennials and what it means and what these people look like and who they are and how they think.
Right. That would be really exciting.
I started thinking about it. I mean, the thing about 好奇心
uh-huh.
is that when you have curiosity, it pushes you to a place of being uncomfortable. So I don't really, I mean, the last thing I need to do right now is to write a book, but I think that being pushed outside of your comfort zone, curiosity often does that physically sometimes pushes you outside of your comfort zone, but that's where we grow.
Right. No, you're a great writer. So,
thank you.
I can't wait to read it. So keep writing.
Thank you, I will.
Thank you, Gina, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. Today, we talk about curious, 好奇, and curiosity, 好奇心. And I hope you enjoyed it. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, 再见, Gina.
再见, Shahan.